Master, honourable heads of house, St. Crossers, friends, thank you for coming. It's a delight to be able to present this to you. Particular delight to have Jean-Claude Braga, who was the director, producer, executive producer of the whole series, with us tonight. He's come from Manchester, especially, to be with us, and that's great. I don't want to keep you long. Well, I can't, because you've got to see the thing at 9. And I'm reading a speech out of the Sacred Hat, which we'll see over the next 6 weeks. This hat, or 4 other versions of it, it's a bit like the skull of St. John the Baptist. There are actually 6 hats. Has been all over the world. In 3 years, we travelled through 21 countries to make what you're going to see. And it's a great tribute to the BBC that they spent so much money and so much effort on this series. Particularly because history on television is extremely difficult to do. Because television demands pictures. And not all history is good at having pictures attached to it. Archaeology is splendid. Archaeology is so visual that it works beautifully on television. But history, more difficult. Some of it's very visual, some of it isn't. Because some of it is about abstract things. And if you do Christianity, that's particularly difficult. Very difficult indeed. For instance, if you take something very important in the early church, which I gather the principal of Regent's Park could tell us about, but only through song, only through the medium of song. But television, trying to cope with some of the abstract quarrels of the early church, which seem abstract to us. For instance, the natures of Christ were discussed at a council in the city of Chalcedon in 451. 2/3 of the Christian world disagreed with this council, and when the Bishop of Alexandria got back to Alexandria, he was lynched for having agreed to the decision. 2/3 of the Christian world disagreed with the decision so much, they seceded from the Byzantine Empire and were pleased to meet the Muslims when they came along. They thought they were better than those who'd signed up to the Council of Chalcedon. But how do you get this over on television, this Monophysite controversy? Well, one thing is you don't talk about the Monophysite controversy. The other thing is you find visual ways of constructing abstract ideas. And you'll see an example of that tonight, which I think really works very well. And I certainly enjoyed doing it for reasons which may become apparent as you see it. Was it worth it? Was it worth it putting all this effort in? Of course, because so many people watch television. It's an extraordinarily influential medium. And it's worth it because Christianity is such an important subject in the world today. It may not seem that in Europe, but it is worldwide. And what I'm trying to do with this series, what we were trying to do with this series, was to show the sheer variety of Christianity, the way in which any single identity of it is not the whole. And that seems to me to be an important lesson about dogmatism. There is a terrible tendency in religion to be dogmatic. And if there's anything about this series which I want to cherish, it is as an enemy of dogma. The other thing about it was that it was enormous fun. About 4 or 5 of us travelled in a group. Cameraman, soundman, producer, if we were lucky, a researcher who does all the work, getting everything together. And local fixers, very important to make things work smoothly. But tremendous fun. And what also impressed me about what we were doing was that wherever we went, and you'll see some examples of the trouble we caused worldwide, wherever we went, people came up to us in the street and said to us, "Well, who are you filming with? What's all this about?" And we said, "The BBC." And they said, "Ooh, the BBC." In the remotest part of China, or Korea, or wherever. Now, this seems to me a very important message that we need to hang on to, that the BBC is the one institution from our nation which is respected worldwide, and we need to defend the BBC against any ill-natured assaults on it which are likely to come over the next 2 or 3 years. It is really very important. long may it flourish. And now, in the next few minutes, well, you've got now time to talk amongst yourselves. I don't want to say any more, but at 9 o'clock on the dot, we've got to watch this program. So, enjoy.